Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome.
Running commentary.
Welcome to Running Commentary.
What's missing is the bit where we start running because we're not running, so that's why we haven't got that kind of rhythm, and I'm so sorry about that. But how are you doing? Dear listener, we are remote. We are in our houses talking on the telephone.
And, purely because I'm not tech savvy enough to record it on my own. Because you're... I mean, we're going to talk about this, why you can't run. But I can run. I have been running, but I'm not very good at...
Well, tell us, let's get into that. You A, how are you feeling? And B, what running have you been doing?
Yeah, I've just been running like 3-4 miles a time, you know, like three or four times last week. And then I ran 8 miles yesterday. I thought I'd stretch it out a bit more yesterday. And I felt fine. I felt a bit stiff this morning. But I took a trip to the wild side. My friend sent me a video. And I did some yoga.
Yes, very good. What yoga did you do?
She's called Little Bird.
Oh, okay.
So I hope to graduate to Adrian.
Graduate? You've gone off piste. It's like if I said, "Oh yeah, we're vegan here. You know, we you can get a lot of nice stuff in Tesco." And you said, "Yeah, sure." And then you've gone to the woods and started eating tree roots.
No.
And how's Little Bird?
This is a guy. This is my mate Matt, who's like, he's deeply unflexible physically, as indeed I am. In fact, we met on Sunday to have a quick walk down the Parkland Walk, me and him, and his knee gave in underneath him and he just fell to the ground. He's at that level. He messed his knee up skiing years ago. He's quite unfit and he just fell over. Over. So he's reached that
sounds
stage.
That does sound good. That sounds like good slapstick. That was like Matt's happy birthday video had a slapstick stumble at the end.
That
of
was
it,
really
which
nice.
Is beautiful.
That was really, but really nice. Yeah, but it was like
your knee-based friend wouldn't have appreciated that.
No, I mean it. I don't know about you. I'd feel quite nervous if I was walking down the street and I couldn't trust my own knee to sustain me. But he's hoping to get it sorted out because he needs to lose weight before he can have an operation that would be useful to him. So he's at that stage. So he does this yoga, and I did it this morning, which seems to consist mostly of just laying down on the ground and very gentle movement. It's not yoga. It's not as in Imagine Adrian, just really... Really,
yeah, absolutely. You should be careful when you're doing yoga to not actually make sure you don't actually do any.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to go too far and actually do it.
No. I mean, for me, I was so stiff this morning. Just lying on the hard ground was quite hard work. It sort of hurt.
Were
my
you
back
just
a little
on the
bit.
On the floor? That I mean, and not to get too blue, but yoga mat's all important. You know, I've been. When I plank on the carpet or on the wood, it just absolutely kills me. We've got some yoga mats here. They're very reasonably priced.
Right. Okay. There is a yoga mat in the house, but Billy had an accident on it.
That's going in the book. That's running commentary tastic, isn't it?
So it kind of takes. So it kind of takes away the kind of.
Billy was trying to fight the horny toad lord of the underworld, doing battle with Satan on your behalf.
So So it kind of takes away the kind of yogic vibe, the sort of faint aroma. So that's
the gingerbread man aroma. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but it's something to do with Code Brown.
Yes. So that's currently being cleansed. But I'll tell you what. I only did 10 minutes of because it's just basically 10 minutes. Very simple sort of exercises, moving your knees around and opening up your glutes. And I enjoyed it. I immediately feel the difference. It obviously works, this stretching yoga lark.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, and the good thing is, I think that I think there's two great things about it.
Yeah.
One is it's different. You know, like when we first went for a run and you said, let's try some fartlek. It's something which you can, even if you run a lot, I mean, obviously, if you're new to running, it's going to help you just as much. But if you've run a lot, you've done training plans, you've got your exercises, you've already got a whole kind of running lifestyle,
yes,
but you don't do yoga, then it will bring something different to it because it's a different angle on it. And yet, it's obviously helpful. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that it's so simple, but it is about mind and body in balance. It's left brain, right brain stuff, and that's great for anyone, let alone a runner, to get their head around.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for me to do something a bit new because obviously, there's, you know, as much as we sort of play up on it, and it's part of my sort of angle of who I am as a person, I can be pretty resistant to stuff like that. Almost priding myself on the sort of pig-headed, I'm just going to keep running even though my foot's falling off sort of vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's just good.
It felt different today. It was good.
All seriousness, you have to recognise it's easy to diss that, but you've got something pure there that you don't want to sully. You know, you're a natural runner. You know how to do it. You've done it your whole life. When you say you've done it your whole life, that's not just a dismissive remark about how old we are, because I haven't done it my whole life.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You've got kind of innate, long-honed, natural skills, so you don't want to mess with it, you know what I mean?
I've never had beans,
but you know, there's value to that, isn't there? So you've got to be careful trying new things, but on the other hand, you've got to try new things.
Yeah, and also I've got to be realistic, because the fact is that deep inflexibility does start to hurt in time. I mean, it's just like I feel stiff after long runs, and if you can just feel less stiffy, you're going to be able to run longer and do less damage. The way I run and the way I sort of, you're just asking for injury, aren't you? You're just inviting it in.
And when it comes down to it, this is age, you know. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, because I think that running per se is a very well designed. It's exercise that works really well for age.
Yes,
you know, your body can be trained up for it. It's you can adjust what you ask of yourself, and if you do it right, you know people, amazing runners, nonagenarian runners, you know, you've got to be careful. But it's the difference between elastic and leather, isn't it? You know young people can think, wow, I feel great, and then something snaps and they can never run again, whereas we're like, we'll just keep on running. But on the other hand, like you say, injury becomes more and more, you just don't want to be blasé, because it just gets longer to recover. If you run as much as we do, and some of our friends do, then there's different kinds of injuries, sort of long held, repetitive injuries, you know. And this is something to watch.
And I'll add to that
the fact that none of us are comfortable with taking time off running.
Yes.
Which, of course, is a very natural, useful part of being a healthy runner.
Yeah, it's just a real experience. I mean, yesterday I went for a run. I just did our normal run up to Highgate Wood, but I did the little loop around Muswell Hill and a little loop again back in the woods, and it was sort of 8 miles. I ended up running for like about 75 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a long time to be on your feet, and it's a long time to be on your feet splashing through the mud, but you get through a lot of thinking time and journey time when you do that, and it just helps, doesn't it? It just helps you recalibrate your life and coming back.
You see everything
fresh again, and possibilities where you might not have seen them, and just, you know, and all the stuff that builds up through lockdown, all those little angry sort of bored emotions. It's just feels so healthy to just
yeah,
get,
and
just
it
get
takes time. You know, yes, it feels it does, good at yeah. the beginning, and then after time, it feels even better. You just yes. get to that point.
Yeah.
After, I don't know, I think it's to do with our attention spans. I think it's all connected together. You know, it's the difference between when we record for 40 minutes or an hour. It's the difference between watching a sitcom or a film. You yes. know, that yeah, somewhere yeah, yeah. around 30, 40, 45 minutes, the human brain puts aside whatever it was thinking of before you started doing what you're doing.
Yes.
And
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
gives
just start,
up to where we are now, you know?
Yeah, you just start floating a bit more. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry to, but yoga's the same, you know, because yeah. it's really nice to do it. And it's really definitely healthy to do, like you said, just to do 10 minutes or whatever. But, and I think that with this Adrienne's 30 days of yoga, she did quite a lot of, you know, it's very aware of the fact that people have got lives and some days they're going to be doing, you know, it wasn't 40, 50 minutes a day. It was 20 minutes sometimes, you know.
Yes, yeah.
But when you do it for 40 minutes, you just come away and you're in a new place.
Yeah.
And it's the same with running, isn't it? It's that sense of really just taking a break from right brain life.
Yes.
You know, from complete distance from the to-do list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. It's great. It's perfect. And of course, that sort of fits when there's no races as well. So, that, I mean, obviously, they're going to start to come in over the next few months, hopefully. Boris's plan of the 22nd permitting, and then schedules and stuff might start to come in. But this is a perfect time to just escape the weight of normal living, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And in terms of the kind of thing that we tended to talk about every year before the lockdown and going right back to the beginning of running commentary, this is a perfect time for a bit of pre-training training.
What did we talk about pre? Tell me about pre-lockdown, Rob.
Oh, it was what very serious, Paul. We talked mainly about technique. It was all
what
technique
did we talk?
And distances.
It was all Paula Radcliffe, training. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And continue.
The lockdown, where's Mellow Steve? He came in. Just chill
I've
out,
been
lad.
In the house.
I've
since
been at the house.
2014.
There's no races on, fellas. So what's the point? Just chill out, mate. Here we
but
are in the virtual lockdown 10K classic. That might
a spender
might
here.
Exist.
I can't help but agree with Steve. Why is Spender here? What's happening? But talking of Stevie Cram and the Great North Run and the London Marathon, I have to say,
yeah.
and with a bit of distance, I found it's a really interesting journey for me last year
yeah.
because that moment when I thought I am going to do virtual runs really took me by surprise. And it was a real moment in time, you know, I
yeah.
can't imagine it from here. I'm off virtual events again. And, it was so hard. That virtual London Marathon was
oh,
so
God.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
And there's the great no thing about that now is I think, and it's kind of slightly delusional, but the idea of doing a proper organized marathon on a course with other people just feels like coming home, you know.
Yes.
It's going to be
kind of
the closest thing a marathon can be to being luxurious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be big if and when it happens. But tell us about your
and if we're fit enough.
Yes, of course, the big if we're fit enough. But what's happened?
It's been a funny old week, Rob, for me physically, and I feel
yeah.
stupid just talking about it at all with you having had the deadly virus. But I so when I spoke to you last, I was having, well, I really wasn't sure whether it was a kind of slightly weirdly strong hangover. Basically, me and my wife sort of had a cold,
right?
Which always feels, we've had a couple of those because
yeah.
one does, but it fills me with the terror, you know, because I think, oh, well, this is it, I'm going to
die.
Yeah,
that's fair. I get
and,
that.
That was early last week, but I was still running and it was great.
Yeah.
I had a lovely long run out to Hackney Marshes on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, my foot was getting really bad. And I was actually booked into the podiatrist because I had the idea of getting to the podiatrist while you were on the bench.
Right.
But it was delayed. Anyway, I went to see the foot doctor on Thursday. And she's really good, and that was all good. And she basically, apparently, don't know exactly what was wrong with my foot, but I had something wrong with it. Maybe it was just blisters. It could have been verrucas. Untreated, the foot protected itself with a sort of callus.
Right.
And but it's kind of sore underneath. So
yeah.
ongoing, but just sore. And basically, I kind of need to have my... here's another thing about getting old. They always say this, but I really believe this. I think I need to go and have my foot kind of...
Chopped off.
What's that?
Chopped off.
I need to have my foot removed every 6 months. And it just grow back stronger. That's what she said. So, and I believe that. That makes perfect sense. No. She basically... it's really funny because I was just saying, you know, the whole thing's horrific. It's so much like going to the dentist, except with the great advantage of it's all happening nearly 6 feet away.
Yes.
So she's like, can I show you a photo? Do you want to see this? Do you want to look at this? Yeah. And I'm like, would you please leave me alone, woman? Don't you understand the words general anesthetic?
Yeah.
and of course, the other good thing about it is I thought it was going to be terrible. I thought, I mean, I can't, it's got me not running,
right.
But it literally hurt. It was immediately better.
So what did she do? Sorry, I jumped all over that. Did she sort of sand a callus off us? What happened?
This is it. We're going to have to. This is the word I've been circling. She scraped away at my foot down to where the callus was growing from a sort of protective under environment. She made a little hole in my right foot. So I've so the main thing I've been doing in recent days is keeping it clean. It was dressed for a, but there was no, it was no damage.
Right.
It was just taking nastiness away.
Wow.
And also while she was there, she did my feet. I mean, I don't want to tell you about my toenails, but I don't look after them.
That's
and
great.
She made them lovely. My feet are beautiful.
She sounds
except
great.
Except for that toe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was immediately better. Like, I stepped away from there, thought, oh, I'm going to be limping home. And I walked across Newington Green. It's just, there's a crubbitus just the other side of Newington Green. And I was like, oh, my word, my feet feel better than they have been for months.
That's incredible. That's
great. But then I had to keep them up, and I've got to keep them clean. And then, you know, and it's kind of done that shift now where I'm now itching to run again, which is really good psychologically.
Yes.
But I woke up the next day. I woke up on Friday with a really, really serious chest pain.
Right.
But that sounds bad, because the good thing about it was that it's kind of external. It feels like sort of muscular.
Right.
But total mystery. Just woke up in the morning with it. And I don't know what that was. And, you know, it feels like, never mind, it's costochondria, it would seem. Chondritis, which means pain where your ribs hit your sternum.
Right.
But I was pretty sure in concert with your COVID and my hangover and this chiropody that it was hypochondritis. And I was just starting to go insane because, you know, why is my chest suddenly hurting?
The only thing I could come up with
was that I was dreaming I was lifting up something heavy.
Yes.
But anyway, serious sort of sharp muscular pain right in the front of my chest, right over what Adrienne would call my heart space.
That's painful. That's painful and scary. I've had that before.
I was already on the bench for my foot, and then it's like, well, I can't do anything. There's no planking, no exercise.
No
running anyway. I've done some very gentle yoga, but even that, the end of the 30 days of yoga wasn't spoiled for me, because it's all the journey and the yoga will continue and everything.
Yeah.
But just when you're sort of trained up to this point, I basically the whole top left-hand corner of me I've been sort of like holding my arm as if it's in a sling, so I don't use my upper body.
Is it like that thing that I had where my my rib came away from my just sort of clicked out a little bit at the front, like a sort of skeletal thing, and it had to be clicked back in by a bat guy who kind of sort of rolls all over you and clicks you back in, and you think you're gonna have a stroke.
Yeah, it happens. It happens when you flirt with evil. So you should watch out, because I've done 30 days of yoga and you've done 10 minutes of pretend non-yoga.
Yeah.
So sooner or later, the Satan's going to come in.
Yeah, yeah. The skeleton just starts separating from itself. Yeah.
Yeah, and starts growing onto the outside of the body like Skeletor out of He-Man.
Yeah, every bone in your body starts to separate. That is hard to keep handling. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's tried to open door handles. And then it's like, I don't know, there was the documentary about it where Samuel L. Jackson is explaining how his bones break and then he becomes a supervillain.
Was that the famous Satan on a plane?
I can't believe Satan's on this plane!
but that's a real shame, because you were getting close to running again. And also, now that your foot's better, you'll run a bit differently as well. And maybe some of this shonky knee stuff, some of that stuff, it might, you know, it might have been an effect of your foot placement. Because obviously,
absolutely, I think that my knee is definitely. I think when my foot started to really hurt, it was really noticeable how the ITB on my right leg started to hurt. And like you say, that's obvious and kind of topical, but that's probably been happening all along. But conversely, that will always happen, because when it comes down to it, and this is what the foot doctor was saying, I'm always saying it's so wonderful how my funny toe serves me well and my broken toe wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But foot problem I've got is at the border of my useful foot. So I'm using that foot in a slightly weird way. I've got 80% of a good foot on my right, and that's always going to be an issue. And ultimately, every now and again, it's going to need scraping, and I'm not doing it myself. Jesus.
Yeah. So what were we saying about running being so good as you get older? You've got one useful foot.
Yeah, I've got 1.8 feet, and I'm going to get my PB. I'll be back out there. No, but psychologically, it's been it hasn't been great, but it's useful. You know, I believe in it. I think it's a reset.
Because I am fine.
My chest is getting better. My foot is. I'm totally at the point now where I'm being strict with myself. I thought I could go for a run today. It's like, no, just give it a few more days.
Yes.
And it's timely because it's half term. My kids have got a week off, and that's really key this year because one of them's coming up for lockdown GCSEs. You know what I mean? And we've had our 5-year anniversary. It's the big reset, Paul. We're going forward. I will emerge from this chrysalis a beautiful butterfly.
It is a good one. And also, I think that maybe, obviously, everyone's experienced, you know, this pandemic in different ways and suffered, not suffered, and been stressed out, whatever. But I think, you know, if this is as bad as it gets for you, then that'll be a result. And we are approaching vaccines. And in over a month, you'll have your first. You're not far off vaccine. What I'm saying is this might be the thing that happens to you during COVID, the chest pain and the kind of. And hopefully that will be it, touchwood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know people are even, you know, basically chest pain on Friday. I was thinking, I don't know what it is, but I'm getting by. Yeah. And by now, whatever it is, it's getting better. And there's an element of paranoia about it. I don't think it's a coincidence. And whatever it is, it's happened because I'm on the bench, not the other way around. Do you know what I mean? It might be my body just letting itself off after a year of planking and press ups.
Yes,
that's a lot of sternum work.
Absolutely, So.
And like you say, getting back out there, you know, it's going to be good. And even the worst lesson of it, you know, doing this last few days of the yoga and thinking, oh, this was, you know, it's a lovely cumulative effect doing 30 days of yoga. And that was sort of blown for me.
Yeah.
But talk about mantras, you know, I emerged from this chrysalis, a beautiful butterfly. I was thinking about the mantra, I don't know what it's from, but it was a real one. But then they took the mickey out of it in some film, which is every day in every way, I'm getting better and better.
Yes.
That's a rubbish mantra. Doesn't work. So in life, sometimes you're rubbish and you've got to keep on keeping on.
That's a kind of, that's like, what's his, who does that awake at that? Tony Robbins does that. Carney, continual and never ending improvement.
Yes.
It's quite a tricky one, that one, because occasionally you're going to have a bad day, aren't you? That's the thing. You have to accept imperfection. I mean, you're setting yourself up for failure, aren't you? But
exactly. Yeah. Adrian, so we're going on about the yoga.
Adrian!
Think of Rocky and Satan, and she is the third point of that triangle.
I love you, Robbie. I love you. Adrian! My foot to cut me! Adrian! Cut me!
That's what my week was, you know. If it wasn't his girlfriend, but it was a yoga teacher, and it wasn't his eye, it was his foot.
Yeah, foot.
And he wasn't trying to win a boxing match; he was trying to beat his son at a game of chess. Then that's really what I've been doing this last few days.
How's it been going on the chess front? You had any victories?
That's another thing that's really healthy for me, is being beaten at chess twice a day, every day, no matter how hard I try and how well I think it's going.
By your son, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? That sort of generational handover. My kids are, I think they're all stronger than me now. Bonnie's not, but George is definitely stronger than me now, and I think Rudy's as well.
slightly embarrassing. I thought I'd hold on for a bit longer, but anyway. do you know what I mean?
But the thing is, don't you think it's good for us? Don't you think it's good to
be weak and ineffectual? Yes, it is good for us to be sidelined and weak and ineffectual. And
no,
useless.
No, to celebrate the successes of our progeny.
No, it's great. It's fantastic.
You have to be happy for them.
No, I am happy to, and I'm happy to be elbowed aside.
You sound like you're sulking about it.
No, I'm actually trying to write a film about it at the moment. That's been the project of the last week. But yeah,
change it so that it's wrestling. That's my tip.
So,
do you remember? I was telling the kids, and this is interesting because it fits. But I was telling the kids about the old Dr. Pepper adverts. What's the worst that can happen?
What, when he comes and shakes hands with the dad, and they have a little.
He ends up wrestling with him and then nearly kills him with a spade.
Yeah.
Oh, those adverts were great.
Yes.
That's high quality compared to some of the stuff that's on every break now.
Absolutely.
But there we go.
And do you hope to be back next week then? Because much as I enjoy our weekly jaunts around my front room, it would be nice to get out, wouldn't it? It would be nice to get out.
Yeah, I have to say, it's all part of this sort of balance. You know, I had incredible guilt last week sitting here in this chair in my lovely onesie. Thank you for your kind words, everyone.
Yeah.
And I feel better about this week because it's a restart, but we are going to restart. And I trust myself. You know, day to day, I'm thinking, I need to be running. But this time next week, A, obviously, we'll be running and recording, but B, I'll be the whole schedule's coming back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can handle a week off.
Yeah,
we can handle little breaks.
And well, this time next week we'll know the way forward because Boris is going to come out on the 22nd, which is next Monday. Give us the reset, and we should have a running commentary reset. We should publish our manifesto for the next 5 years.
Yeah, sure.
We should do that. I noticed Rob Delaney runs a lot. We should get hold of Rob Delaney.
Oh, great. I love Rob Delaney. He's local as well.
We should have a little, because obviously we need to up the guest game. I mean, obviously we haven't been great at guests during lockdown, but there's kind of a reason, an embedded reason why that is so.
We like to run with our guests and we can't do it right now.
Yes,
but
of course.
We will, and we're collecting them up. And we're going to do a podcast exchange with Jenny Faulkner.
Right.
So that'll be a double run. She'll run with us and we'll talk to her about her running podcast.
Nice.
Great. That's perfect. If you could go into that one with that attitude, then that'll be a comfortable experience for everyone.
No, that'll be nice. That'll be good. What?
Too late. What? Right, you said, so that'll be nice. That was great, but it wasn't so good. It? And I quote, nice.
Hopefully I'll get invited to that one. What can I hear in the background? Is that the Deering family life?
Number Breakfast. One son, only number one child, is pouring a bowl of Chrissy Minis.
Good for him. Good for him.
Even though it's mid morning because it's half term.
Half term. Yeah,
and happy birthday to the boys because it's Rudy's birthday today, right?
It's Rudy's birthday actually today. Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Yeah.
Key to the door. No, well, that's 21, but you know, grown up.
Yes, I know. We'll be having a nice meal later, and we've got them a few little things.
Specifically? What are you going to eat?
Well, we're going vegan. Actually, we're going jerk chicken.
You've done that thing again where you mispronounce vegan. Yes, that's always weird. What happened there?
If there's one thing that can emerge from this pandemic, is that Tonkinson can pronounce. Vegan.
Well done. It's so crazy. I'm sorry to point it out.
So
the fact that you got your yoga from Little Bird and you pronounce vegan. No wonder. What the hell is Strava? You must have thought it was a distant star.
No, we're gonna have a little bit of jerk tonight. Hopefully, I mean it's still being discussed.
You know what vegan jerk chicken is made of, though, right?
What's it made of?
Satan,
pure Satan. Satan in breadcrumbs.
Satan.
Satan on a plane.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you.
Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can you even think of a next run then, or what? Are you even in that mentality, or are you still
just... Monday, mate? Let's you'll be right there. Let's make it happen.
Cool, nice.
I'm supposed to take a week from the chiropodist, so that's Thursday at the was when I went. So maybe I'll get out on Friday, Saturday, but I'll be resetting my life from every Monday is a fresh start. Every day is a fresh start.
Yeah,
every breath is a fresh start.
Every moment is the fresh start, which is why
every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. Sting here, doing great. You're quoting my song.
Every moment is a gift, which is why they call it the present. Deepak Chopra said that.
Oh, thanks, Sting.
Thanks, Deepak. Thanks, Sting.
Deepak Chopra here. You're doing great. It's also my son's big birthday. He'll be 16 next Wednesday.
Will he really? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a great...
But he doesn't want it. He's claiming he's going 15 again. That's his current plan.
Well, there's a huge shout for getting this year back, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a huge shout for saying, do you know what? You have that.
Well, because it's been such a great year.
Well, yeah, no, just not even counting it as a year, just saying that's it. It's all. I mean, I do think March the 23rd or whatever is going to be pretty bleak.
When we hit a year of lockdown? Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I mean, obviously there's times in the summer where things were different and people interpreted that in their own ways, but either severely or otherwise.
There was never a time entirely without hand wash, was there? Let's face it.
Yeah, we've had a year of the idea of stuff that we never had before: social distancing, masks, other people as biohazards or whatever. Do you know what I mean? We've had a year of that, and it's
all seriousness, I completely agree. My daughter was saying exactly the same thing yesterday. She was saying because it's lovely that spring's coming, and she was like, "Yeah, but I remember last spring, and coming full circle is a bit scary." But on the other hand, in terms of what we're saying about new beginnings, I mean, having a year back, what's the point of that? It's just a way of thinking about it. We've got the present, we've got the future.
Yeah, no, you know? You're right.
That's all we've got. So
you're right. And this year will be massively different to last year, because this year, hopefully, touch wood, we'll be coming out of something that we understand better, whether last year we were going into something we didn't understand at all.
And like Eleanor said, you know, let's hope that coming out of this, we keep all the things that we've learned.
You know,
it's not so much a question of, well, that's the nature of a reset is not putting it all back where it was. It's putting it all where you want it to be.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. It'd be really interesting.
But one thing's for sure, me and you will change our lives completely, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know us. It's all about change.
Fast forward 3 months, I'm really hungover, Ron.
I lost at chess today.
how's the boozing? How's the boozing been going? You been doing all right? How's your weekend?
Yeah.
Weekends only, is it?
It's weekends only.
Right, okay.
And so this week of kind of feeling of rootlessness and holidayness and on the benchiness, that going back to not drinking on Monday seemed like it might be difficult, and it wasn't.
Right.
And there was nothing... no out of hand. So it's all pretty sensible. It's all pretty moderate and ongoing.
Good.
How about you?
We did, I probably drank, I drank midweek once and then drank quite heavily on Friday and then also drank on Sunday. So it's definitely creeping back in. And today I'll be having a drink because of Rudy's birthday.
Yes.
And then I'd hope to have a few days before and then maybe a little bit the weekend. It's undeniably creeping back in, undeniably. Because
well, try this. This is my rule, and I think I'm learning to stick with it.
Yeah.
And that is 3 days in any week.
Yeah.
And generally, it's quite healthy then to, well, one, you've got to not, those 3 days should not be, you should not, be 3 days in Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like having a drink. And also, the nice thing I think about that is that your basic model is Friday to Sunday, which gives you a good, solid 4 days off.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you've got something like Rudy's birthday,
yeah,
then you balance it out. You just, it's a chance to test your willpower by taking, say, Saturday night off to balance it up.
Yeah.
And also, 3 days in any given week, it's always in the minority. So your nights off are always winning.
Yes. Yeah. It's a battle. I mean, Friday I drank way too much, and then Sunday I just drank a little bit. So it's sort of, yeah. What can I say? Let's you know, it'd be better if I didn't, but it's very hard not to. It's weird how you still get that Friday feeling, even though you haven't done anything all week. It's weird.
I don't think that's anything to throw away. You know, we did an art lecture on Friday night online,
right,
and it was so great how much it felt like Friday night. We felt like we were standing in the National Gallery with a glass of wine. You know,
nice.
Do a lot of that kind of thing because my wife works in sort of art and Zoom and online stuff and it was different to a midweek one. Do you know what I mean? And it should be. These rhythms are important to maintain.
Yes.
I know that it's all tied in with being a comedian as well and not doing gigs.
Mm.
But you've got to... it's okay. You know, it's like stuff about maintaining the idea of the half-term holiday. We're all doing it here at my house, even though we've all got things we need to carry on doing and we're not on holiday. It's still a holiday, for goodness sake.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, we had a Friday sort of Zoom chat with mates last week, and I couldn't do it because I'm just rubbish at that. So I didn't participate in the
I think it's pronounced Zome.
You pronounce it
Zome.
And it's after the vegan meal, and then I still can't do it. I'm still rubbish at that. But I managed to catch 10 minutes at the end when everyone was really drunk and managed to get a row in that 10 minutes and then just leave.
Well, you got in and had a row.
I got in, quick row, shut it down and then left. Me appearing was basically last orders.
Good that you've still got your skills, you know, that you can still, where necessary. That old magic is still there.
Absolutely, yeah. It was pretty rubbish. I'm fairly rubbish on that. What kind of behaviors?
Well, I think two things about Zoom. I've totally. It's something we haven't talked about actually. The fact that I'm doing things on just things that I don't need to do.
Yeah.
On Zoom is a New Year's resolution. I just completely thought if we're in lockdown, you know, coming up a year, if I don't face up to my discomfort with Zoom, then I'm not going to see any of my friends for a year.
Yes.
So I sucked it up, but I totally agree. It's not for me, and I would basically only do it for pure socials or for big money work. Nothing in between. I'm not going to drift around on there kind of doing bits.
Well, basically,
because it makes me unhappy.
I'd like to combine those two and get paid for socials. If they're willing to chat, if my mates are willing to pay me so that I'll chat to them, then I'm willing to do that.
And for that, and in return for that, you will provide discomfort and conflict.
In return for that, I will provide a quick row and the end of the Zoom. Yeah.
Great. What a great offer.
Yeah, that's part of the service I can offer. What kind
You're already providing that service online.
What do you think? Do you think, join me for a row within 5 minutes.
row with Tonks.
Late Friday, a row with Tonks on any issue. Do you think this wasn't the round, by the way? But do you think things like handshakes and stuff will come back? Because we were chatting about it the other day. I think people from now will always, when they sneeze in public, I think the elbow sneeze is with us now. I think that's kind of encoded.
Wasn't that kind of already on the up and up before it came along as well? I'm sure that's how my children sneeze at school.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it might be a school thing, but I think it's definitely got more popular. I mean, you'll be frowned upon if you sneeze all over the tube, won't you? And so I forgot my hanky and you're there covered in, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Things like that are going to be pretty.
Happy thought indeed. Happy thought indeed.
They're going to be frowned
Although you
upon.
Did just make me think of my dad who on a, I feel bad about this, but I've started this story now. And also, I think it's something you could dig into because, you know, we were talking the other day about early days of relationships, like how we, you know, we get anniversaries in January. When my mum and dad were first going out, it's interesting the things that your life partner will let you get away with early on.
Right.
They're really early tests of a relationship, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
And my dad was well, first of all, I remember him telling me, this is much sweeter, I remember him telling me, and I had this a bit myself when I was young, of getting so excited and scared on a date that you just get the shakes.
Yes.
So you're just literally physically trembling all over and trying to be cool. Say, hi, you ready to go to the cinema? But another thing, so that was something that me and my dad both totally had. And certainly my wife let me off of. But I mean, that's not something you'd let off. But something else my dad did on the tube coming back from, I think, one of my mum and dad's very first dates is to do with that excitement. They drank a bit too much.
Yeah.
And my dad was really worried he was going to be sick.
Right.
On the tube.
Right.
And so he's really holding it in.
Yeah.
And then he clapped his hand hard over his mouth.
Yeah.
He didn't manage in either sense to hold it in.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Really?
So it was kind of like a sideways spray, you know, like a garden sprinkler.
Right. Okay.
This is on a busy weekend tube.
Oh, my God.
So do you think that would be frowned upon? Do you think that'd be frowned upon in the future? Yes, Dad, that would be frowned upon in any era. And I think fact that my mum, after she'd washed her clothes, yeah, stayed with you, really says something, doesn't it?
He's the man for me. Yeah. He's had a good laugh and he's not holding back. That's pretty raw, isn't it? That's pretty. Yeah. Good for him. Do you think handshakes will come back? What do you reckon?
Not after that. I mean, you'd want to. Oh, no.
not immediately. Yeah.
I honestly don't think we can predict it. I think that when it comes down to it, let's get hippie about it. I think that things that we need to have back, we'll have back. Do you know what I mean? So in a way, I think hugs might come back sooner than handshakes.
Because we all
need a hug, whereas handshakes are kind of formality, isn't it?
A bit more formal,
although I do remember when I was a kid, and a teenager, rather, you know, not a little kid, but when going from being a child to being a teenager, you don't shake anyone's hands, you don't kiss anyone on the cheek.
Yeah.
When you're little, you just don't bother.
Yeah.
And I remember when me and my friends were in our late teens and turn of our 20s, we all suddenly started doing it and shaking hands with each other and kissing on the cheek and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely moment. Really felt like it was a way of
sharing
love with people that we already knew. You know?
Yes. And
I remember going on tour, and of course, in some countries, that stuff is is much more formal.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I was in a staff room in Belgium, French-speaking Belgium, once, and me and the person I was working with and the teacher we were staying with were the first people to arrive.
Yeah.
So we came into the staff room, and then the next teacher to arrive came in and shook all three of our hands and gave us a little nod.
Yeah.
And then every teacher who came in did that with everyone in the room until there was about 50 people in there.
Yeah.
And everyone who came in shook hands with everyone in the room. Isn't that fantastic? I can't believe we fit it in.
Such a long
the half hour before school. It's crazy. It's like a ridiculous party game.
Such a long process. I remember once when I was at MTV and I was interviewing people, and interviewing All Saints, and they were just coming through. So there's like five of them in the studio. And I just didn't know how to sort of greet them. So I pecked each one on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awkward.
But that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, sort of. But it's weird when there's five of them. Do you know what I mean? He's just sort of...
Oh, yeah. That's,
it's just sort of weird.
You basically had your allotted interview time.
Yeah, he, I mean, he's just sort of... it just felt weird. That's all I'm going to say. It just felt a bit awkward.
Weird for them.
Yeah, it felt weird. Well, it felt weird to be number five, waiting for this weird, northern, uncomfortable bloke to get down the line. Do you know what I mean? This sort of... Yeah, it was just a.
And be honest, were you gurning in between? By the end, were you doing kind of like frog face? With
I was rubbing myself. I was rubbing myself down in between each one.
All right, here I come. Here I come.
Your turn.
You're next.
Tuck in, love. Pucker up.
But that's what I've always done. Is if I'm uncomfortable in a kiss on the cheek situation, I always do the DVD commentary.
Right, good idea.
Say, oh, both sides, going for one more. That kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. If you sense it's a 1-2, then I always talk through that one, because that's something you're never sure about, is it? Are we going to go? And then some people just air kiss, so it's more of a kind of cheek yeah. bump, isn't it? All these things.
I don't mind an air kiss as well. I quite like a lot of distance. I could bring that back. That would be my 2021 kiss. It's basically 2 meters either side.
Yes.
So it's like a kind of like 180 degree do-si-do. You run past the person, then run past them again, then run past them again.
Me and my
now wife did that in Belgium.
Right.
Based on a conversation about this kind of thing.
Right.
And we did it in the Grand Place with the air kiss distance increasing every time.
Oh, nice.
In the end, we were both just running in hemispheres around each other, kind of like 100 meter distance. So that could work.
Yeah, yeah.
Just particularly for us runners.
Yeah, you know.
Just quickly running to either side of all our running friends.
The great running reset.
Hey, listen, going back to things we're going to do in the future, I think we need to start make the connections to reset what we were going to do last year. And start aiming towards New York 2022.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll definitely run one marathon in the autumn. However we want to run it, whether you want to run it competitively or we run it together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to do London as a sort of social. If London happens, I mean, that would be incredible. Yeah, that would be so.
Well, it's supposed to be happening. But what's the date of London this autumn? Do you know?
October, the something.
October the something. Thank you. Great.
I'll find out. Yeah.
Because York is the 10th and Manchester is the 17th.
Right. Yeah. I think London's the 24th.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because that'll be so. I think those. I mean, of course, we're getting ahead of ourselves, assuming they're going to happen. But I think those.
Well, that's the thing, is when you can't get ahead of yourself, you have to run at the same pace as yourself. You get ahead of each other.
You're right.
You can also get behind
other people. But those events will be so, they'll be so emotional, won't they?
Oh yeah.
I think they're going to. It's. I find it emotional just to contemplate it, actually. I know.
Imagine that feeling if it all comes together and it feels like a real thing.
Yeah.
And then put all of that in that moment when you come out of Blackfriars
and
get onto the embankment there just about 25 miles.
It's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. My head will just come off and roll down the
embankment. I know. I was going to say, I'd always be crying there anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, your head fell off.
Bloody head fell
off. He comes so far and then his head fell off.
Push it. Here, mate, pass me head. No, it's definitely
his head fell off, and it fell off towards an All Saint.
Yeah, Natalie, come here,
pucker up, love. New band, the All Saints. They were just coming through as well, so they didn't. They had this sort of the awareness of their sort of social class befitted that their sort of looks sort of gave them. You know what I mean? Because they've just. There's no getting around it. They're just beautiful to behold at that thing, but they didn't. Yeah. But they didn't quite have the length of time in the industry to just say back off. Do you know what I mean? It was just an unfortunate window for them.
You had to lean over because they've always got loads of sewing machines. So to lean over their sewing machines, so you could.
Yeah. It was a funny little episode.
And when you were. Started the interview, you said, there's a few questions that I need to know.
Yeah. They were great, weren't they? They were great.
I always used to misquote their song and tickle myself until people are like, oh, God, shut up. I said, I'm not crazy. Boy, I'm in the mood.
It's a mood instead of a daze. It just really tickles me. Did you see? Now, this is obscure, but it was really good. And it was a fan of the show who sent this, so thank you, because they said, I don't know why, I think that Rob would like this. And they were so right. It was, you know, Jack and Diane. This song about Jack and Diane. Did you see this?
No.
It's a video of a guy singing it, except all the lyrics are sucking on a chili dog.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. And I just I can't. It's always funny to me. And to someone else, it'd be like, I don't know what.
And
the
I like
joke
it.
I
love getting words wrong. I love getting words wrong to tunes. I always used to annoy my agent. I mean, it could just end there. It could just end there. I always used to annoy him all the time, but I used to annoy him Dudridge when I used to sing Welcome to the Hotel California, it's such a lovely day. Is it place or day? Because I used to sing it wrong.
Place.
Yeah, I used to say it's such a lovely day. It used to really do his head in. He'd be going, it's place. But these things, such things.
It's good. That's the other thing. It's so great how much it annoys other people.
Yeah,
like
in
Bull Durham when Tim Robbins is singing, women may get woolly. Weary. It's weary, mate. Weary. This one's I can't do this because we want to break America and I can't swear. But my new favourite one is whenever Beethoven's Fifth is on the radio.
All right,
I sing... I don't sing exactly these words, but I sing something along the lines of "Oh, flippin' hell!"
Yeah,
to every single time that phrase appears, which is quite a lot. "Oh, flippin' hell! Oh, flippin' hell!" And of course, whatever you're doing suddenly becomes an emergency.
Comes,
you know,
somebody,
if you slightly fumble a knife on the way into the dishwasher as it plays on the radio, you go, "Oh, flippin' hell!"
Such fun.
It's been a long lockdown.
Lockdown fun. Lockdown. We're getting through, mate. But listen, this time next week, we'll know more and we'll have a run and your foot will be a little bit better.
Hey, I'm like you. I'm going to entirely base my plans on whatever Boris Johnson says.
Absolutely.
Because I find him nothing if not reliable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to, the vaccine cavalry's coming.
You're all right, Vaxo.
Yeah. I'm all right, Vaxo. Yeah. That gig at the... that job at the NHS still hasn't happened. I'm still waiting. They're still clearing my DBS. It's taken ages.
Maybe you should sell that car. I mean, I love Aston Martins. They're really great.
It's so tedious though. This is one thing I've realised. This is one thing I've realised during lockdown is just how hard it is to just get a normal position in society. What you've got to go through. Just this DBS has taken weeks. Just like, I haven't committed crimes, you know. It's just like, come on, mate, just get me in. But obviously, it's more complicated than that.
they've heard about what happened with All Saints, and there are also rumours about you and Jenny Faulkner. So they've really got
totally. I haven't committed any crimes yet.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.